BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician. Drums, please.
3, 2,
Radio One.
This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We are trying to relieve the nation's boredom with a quiz called Don't Look It Up. It's a very simple pub-type quiz, only you're not allowed to look up the answers. Do not use the internet. Come on, we all need to exercise our brains. So that's in here. Play along at home. Also, here is I desperately get Chris to try and do a 10 a.m. booty blast with me.
Is that... I don't know where we stand with that. Well, we'll see. It might be on tomorrow.
Try it tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Also, did you get the text from Boris? And when the GC met her biggest fan in the world, Steve.
One!
So, yesterday, we had opera singer Nick, who's from the English National Opera, doing a free gig for his neighbours from his window. They were all looking up, enjoying a bit of Ness and Dorma.
It was good for him as well, though, because he needed to get it out of his system. He's an opera singer, but he's stuck at home, so it's hard to practice in that without feeling like you're a bit of a nuisance.
These performers need an outlet, and the moment they don't have one, you know, normally they'd be working, they'd be having a full schedule of gigs. But thanks very much, Nick, for doing a bit of Ness and Dorma, and also Lizzo Opera.
Oh,
yesterday.
That was good, yes.
All right, who's on the line now, please? Who have we got here?
It's Katie.
Hello, Katie. Now, are you a performer, darling?
I'm a primary school teacher and I specialise in music, so...
Ah, music teacher.
Yeah.
So I would say that you are a performer.
Well, try to be.
So you're not at school at the moment?
I'm not. I'm actually in isolation at the minute.
Okay. So, where do you live?
I live in Cumbria in Penrith. And teach in a school in Carlisle called St. Margaret Mary's Catholic Primary School.
Right.
So they're all working hard at the minute.
Are you in ISO on your own?
There's me and my partner who are both in isolation.
Okay. Oh, at least you got them.
Yeah, but what's nice about this, I guess if you are going to do a little performance, you know, your street can hear this. But also what's nice, all the kids from that school and loads of other schools for that matter will probably hear you now as well.
Oh, hopefully. I'm missing them a lot, so hopefully... They'll all be listening in.
How long have you got before you go back, or is it kind of off now?
What day are we on? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 4 days.
Okay. All right, listen.
And the countdown's on.
Yeah, so you must be pretty bored, let's be honest.
I am bored, yeah.
Everyone's quite bored. my friend yesterday, you know the tops of Pringles packets when you open them?
Mm.
And there's like a little... Is it like a clown face and the word Pringles?
Yeah.
If you think about it, and it looks like it's ready to be coloured in.
That's right. It is black and white, isn't it?
Yeah, it's black and white. That was my mate's task yesterday. He was like, I could smash that if I coloured it in. Did it. Yeah. That's the levels of boredom that we're at right now. Okay,
yeah.
So would you like to do a performance for us, Katie? Because you can't be at school.
Yeah, come on then. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you near a window?
I am near a window.
All right. So obviously distancing from everybody else. What are you going to do for us today, Katie?
I'm going to play Lord of the Dance.
Okay, and this is
classic. Yeah, there's assembly anthem, classic. This one.
For your whole street in Cumbria.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so...
It is an assembly classic.
Old school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay, here's keen flautist and music teacher Katie from Cumbria doing a free isolation concert for her street... Assembly, are you?
Obviously, there's not too many people on the. Oh. There's an extra bit.
What's this bit?
Remix!
I don't remember this bit at all. Is this a different song?
Has she gone rogue? Here we go. like Ron Burgundy, isn't it?
Started off slow, now fast.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now she can't hear us because she's got flute to mouth.
Now, there is no one probably on the street at the moment, but I'm sure the neighbours are loving this.
Yeah.
Done?
Oh. No, okay. We might leave Katie here.
Can you not hear me?
Oh, no, yeah, I got you.
We loved it.
Yeah, no, it was great, thank you.
You just went into a verse that we weren't expecting.
So I'm imagining because of the new rules, not many people outside today, but you probably did give a little free concert to all of your neighbours there in the street.
Yeah, and the guys over the road in the garage.
Hey.
Job done. Thanks, Katie.
That's okay.
Get well.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we're revisiting some of our superfan Steve moments this week. You know Steve? Sounds a lot like Chris, because it is him. And the people that we get in, the stars we get in, don't know that. They just think they're being connected to their biggest fan on the phone. It's actually Chris next door, but they can't see him. Assuming his alter ego, which is a guy called
Steve, and I have all the answers with me to the questions they're going to get asked, so I just look like such a kind of thirsty super fan.
Massive fan.
But Steve is a nervous character, that's fair to say. Sometimes it shows.
One of the best ones we've done is from this lady.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren!
Listen.
They don't get it! I'm claustrophobic!
Me in isolation. Remember when Steve met Gemma Collins? What does Gemma do when she can't sleep?
Steve.
Yeah?
Watches loon naughty videos.
Basically, what I'm watching.
Oh, God.
This is a good one.
If you've not heard this before, listen to Gemma Collins taking on her biggest fan, superfan Steve, in a quiz all about her. Remember, Chris is Steve and has all the answers written down so we can answer super fast. Coming in 15.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Scott and Chris. Your show is one of my faves on Radio 1. Can you shout me out, please? It's my birthday today and I'm spending it alone. I'm a twin. Can't even see her today, so please shout us out. It's not the best of birthdays. I believe that's Chloe, also her best mate's birthday as well. Try and have a good day. That was Harry Styles and Fallin'. So at Christmas, Gemma Collins came in to see us. And as always with Gemma, it's great, but it's a lot. And we invited her to meet one of her biggest fans called Steve. Remember, all the way through this, remember, it's Chris being Steve in a room nearby with all the answers to a Gemma Collins quiz in front of him so he can answer super fast. Here we go. Superstar versus superfan with Gemma Collins. What is the name of Gemma's podcast?
Steve.
Yes?
The Gemma Collins podcast.
Correct.
Yes, Steve. Correct. Well done. Shall I let Steve win as it's Christmas?
No, no, you just... No, no, you go for it. Like, okay. If you know the answer, yeah.
Steve.
Yes?
I'm going to win.
Okay, cool. Next question. What does TOWIE stand for?
Steve.
Yep.
The only way is Essex.
Correct.
Well done, Steve.
Before Gemma
Steve,
appeared...
thank you.
Before Gemma appeared in TOWIE, what was her job?
Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, what was me job?
Avon.
No, Steve. I was a car sales extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Steve, I thought it was Avon.
No, it was. I remember when Gemma was a. Was it used to tell them? Didn't you have to have
your
a
dad.
White? Pardon.
Avon.
No, not it's not Avon. No, we've established that. Next question. Finish this famous GC quote. You ain't ever gonna get this.
Steve.
Candy.
You're supposed to say your name first.
Oh,
Steve, you need to say your name.
Yeah.
Gemma.
Steve.
I'm so confused. If you answer, Gemma...
I want Steve to win that. It's Christmas.
All right, OK. What was the answer, Steve?
Candy.
Well done, yep. Steve. Right, I've just warmed up to the game. I get what's going on. Right,
excellent.
I'm in. Let's play.
We're in. Name five reality programmes Gemma's appeared on.
Steve.
Yeah?
Steve.
Yes?
TOWIE. Steve. Dancing on Ice. Steve. Crime Watch. Steve, celebs go dating. Steve, splash. Five.
Hey, Steve, can I just ask, what did I do on Crime Watch, me darling?
Not Crime Watch.
I weren't on Crime Watch.
No?
No.
Celebrity Crime Watch.
No.
Oh, yeah, no, I've not done that one, me darling. But don't worry, well done.
Yeah, okay, next.
Avon.
No, that was three questions ago. What recently made Gemma spew?
Steve. Her morning breath.
Archie's morning breath.
Not
Arch, Steve, Arch's morning breath.
That's right, not her own. What does Gemma do every night at 11 p.m. on the toilet?
Steve.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes? Yeah?
Gemma?
Yeah?
Steve.
Yeah, what do I do at 11 p.m. on the toilet every night?
Have a...
No. Smoke a fag.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Can't say that, Steve.
Look, you are a super fan.
Right. The answer was have a cigarette. I'm sorry, he's nervous. Next question. What was the name of Gemma's pony?
Steve.
What was the name of Gemma's pony?
Curls one out.
What should we do? Okay. What was the name of Gemma's pony from Celebrity
Big Brother? Scott. Steve.
Yes?
Is that right?
What?
Pooh.
No, smoke a cigarette.
It was a cigarette. What was the name of Gemma's pony from Celebrity Big Brother?
Steve.
Yep.
Tony.
Tony the pony. Next question. Steve, are you still there?
Yes.
What is Gemma's favourite bagel?
Steve.
Yep.
Fish and cream.
Smoked salmon and cream cheese, right. Yeah, we'll give you that. With a bit of lemon and black pepper, not too much salmon in it.
What does Gemma do when she can't sleep?
Steve.
Yeah?
Watches loon naughty videos.
Basically, what I'm watching... Oh, this is a wind-up.
What? Hello?
This ain't no more. This has got to be a wind-up,
it's
isn't
not
it?
What...
I'll tell you what I do. I Google animals.
All right, let's move on. One more question. What did Gemma say to Arj when they rekindled their romance in 2017?
Steve.
Yes, Steve. Yep.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them... to die, to sleep, no more, and by a sleep to say, we end.
Okay, Chris, stop now. It's Chris Stark. It's not a super fan called Steve.
You absolute... Here I was, thinking, beat this out, that there was this super fan that maybe was struggling with nerves, worry,
yeah,
all them things that people feel when they get to meet speak you. To me.
Yeah.
And I was being nice. I sort of just thought, nah.
I'm sorry, Gemma.
The Scott Mills Daily. It's my birthday, so you
better treat me nice. Anne-Marie and birthday. I'll tell you who else has got another great laugh. Do you remember Dickie off of Dickie's Dribble? We just called him randomly one time on Funny Business. And because he's got a good company name. Runs a cider business in the New Forest. He's there in the orchard all day. How great would it be if we called Dickie? I imagine, I don't know whether he's still at work actually, but I think he works on his own, so he might be all right.
But there's so many people that won't understand why we're obsessed with this bloke, but you will do when you hear him.
Here's a little bit now if you've not heard him before. Maybe you've not heard our show because you have to work and you're at home at the moment. So we sometimes stumble upon a character like this guy. So this is Dickie. Here he goes. No, it gets slower.
Oh,
yeah, that's
there we
crazy,
go.
Isn't it? It's like it just runs out of laugh. There he is.
Liability. Bye.
Cheers, Ed.
I think a call to Dickie would not go amiss right now to cheer us all up. It's Scott Mills. There's David Look on his exercise hour in Plymouth. Just the hour. Good, David, good. Also, today, Dominique in Bristol has done some work, emails, tidied the house, including including dusting skirting boards. When do you ever do that? And done online fitness. Yeah, I've done my bit today. Still not joining me in that, are you?
No, not yet. There will come a point, I'm sure.
10 a.m. tomorrow? Yeah. Booty blast? One! Real. Real class. It's live, you can join in.
Never say that to me ever again. You 10 a.m, booty blast?
You get shout-outs, it's really good. Trying to kick it with somebody. Scott Mills. What we all need is a bit of Dickie's dribble. This guy in the New Forest called Dickie. We found him by chance on Funny Business. Quite the character. Runs his own cider called Dickie's Dribble. Mostly on his own in the New Forest.
Well, that's it. He's just totting around on his own out there. Just happens to be someone that we have on the show during Funny Business. And ever since then, we've kind of occasionally drop in with him.
I bet he's got one of them big lawnmowers.
Yeah, oh, you know, ride on.
He's got a ride on lawnmower. He definitely has. Right, not spoken to him for a while, but I think... if you've not heard Dickie before, then this is going to be a big introduction to you because it takes a while to get used to, but just stick with.
Hello, Dickie's Dribble.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
I don't know whether you probably know this already, but it's Scott and Chris here from Radio 1.
I gather there's only two of you left in the building. You're cleaning the toilets, aren't you?
Pretty much, Dickie, yeah, that's the way it is.
Oh, yes, it's great to hear from you, Dickie.
What a tonic.
I'm out in my orchard at the moment looking at my lovely trees. And my early ones are just coming into bud now. They're looking gorgeous.
Good to know that you're distancing, Dickie.
I am. I'm self-isolating in the cider barn. good old Uncle Boris, bless him, sent me a text today, said I have to stay at home. Now, if the Prime Minister says I have to stay in the cider barn, I'm going to have to stay in the cider barn. Oh. So God bless him. I've worked out if I have just 5 litres, 5 pints a day, my 6,500 litres should last me 7 years.
Oh, you're so good.
I may be some time.
Oh, wow. He's on already, Scott. He's on the dribble.
I hate to... I hate to break it to you, Dickie. Lovely. Everyone got that text. Everyone got that text.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine isolating with Dickie here?
Good Lord.
And this laugh all day, every day.
Did you get a text?
I didn't get a text.
Yeah. Oh, I got a text. I was like, I've got a text. And then it's like, new government UK coronavirus alert. You must stay at home. And
I haven't got it.
Okay. Oh, that's weird. I wonder.
I thought Boris loved me. And now he's sharing it around with you lot.
Hang on a second. Dickie got a text. I got a text. Who decides who gets that text?
Well, I assume it's Boris. So if Boris is listening and can add me into whatever group this is, that would be handy.
Yeah, the cider group.
I'd be interested to know who got it and who didn't, actually. Mm. Let me know on 8119.
I haven't had it for years.
No, all right. Dickie.
Sorry, Ofcom. Yeah.
How many pints today, Dickie?
No, none yet. Oh, none yet. No.
Is without cider.
Oh, it's scary, isn't it? Oh, dear, oh, dear.
How's it going? Are you all right?
It's all right, yeah, it's all right. We had to close the caravan site yesterday because of public safety and all that. But it's all a little bit empty. I've been a bit snubbly because I've got my trees and I've got my cider and the sun's out and it's lovely. It's absolutely lovely.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing good. You're already cheering a lot of people up, let me tell you that. Right, do you mind if we tickle Dickie again in a minute?
Oh, go on.
Right, wait there.
This is great.
The laugh is slowing down again.
No, he does that, doesn't he?
Right, here's the thing. Let's not play a song until he finishes laughing.
Okay, right.
Right, go.
Scott Mills.
Some people didn't get the text. Some people did get the text, Scott.
Isn't that weird?
Even isolation in Bolton got the text. I love this. Says, got the text from Bojo. So I'm in the group, feeling loved.
It's not actual from him. I hate to break it to you.
I'm not in the group chat.
Claire in Forest of Dean had the text. Sister didn't. Sister feels well left out. Aidan got the text. His mate Tom didn't.
Wonder how how is Boris choosing?
How is he selecting? Chloe and Beale says, I didn't get a text. Serious FOMO. Don't be like, don't feel that you're missing out. Well, you are a bit. Okay, let's get everyone laughing today. People can't cope with Dickie today, and I'm really here for it.
He's real.
Hello, Dickie.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, I've got some people here that want to tickle you, Dickie.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely.
Roxy, meet Dickie.
Hi, Dickie.
Hello, Roxy. How you doing, my love?
I'm so much better for hearing you, Dickie.
Now, Roxy's in Bournemouth. She's going to attempt to tickle you. It's not hard.
This is fine.
All right, Roxy, off you go.
Dickie, why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why did the Scarecrow win an award? I don't know. Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. That's where I am right now. Yeah, in fact, somebody mistook me for one of them the other day, actually, but I moved.
The joke didn't suck him, but his own anecdote did.
They are dad jokes, so it's live.
I think you kind of failed there, Roxy. I'm sorry, but then he made himself laugh.
Didn't. It was lovely. You take care, Roxy, my love.
Oh, thanks, Dickie. Thanks for making my day.
Okay, let's try. Let's try Sam. Hello, Sam.
G'day. Hello, hello, hello.
This is
Hi,
Dick.
Sam.
This is. Hang on. This is Dickie.
Hello, Dickie.
Hello, Sam. How you doing?
Your laugh is absolutely incredible.
My wife doesn't think so. Not after 27 years of it.
It would be a lot. Wow. I'm thinking we run some kind of recording as an insight into what it's like to self-isolate with Dickie, his poor wife. Make a whole series of this. Okay, Sam, give it your best shot.
Okay, Dickie, what's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bike and a poorly dressed man on a unicycle?
Crikey, what's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bike and a poor-dressed man on a unicycle? I don't know.
Attire.
Oh, you really got me there.
Wow. Jeez. Anyone else keen to do this every Tuesday? In these difficult times?
I've not heard someone laugh this hard on any radio.
No.
On any radio station anywhere.
Ever, actually. Right, I'm going to definitely talk to your wife and we're going to get our new series up and running. Self-isolation with Dickie.
We should speak to Dickie's wife, yeah. Though. I'm fascinated to know what she's like.
I want to know what it's like watching TV with him, cooking dinner with him, everything that we've all got to do at the moment while staying in, because it must be a lot. Listen. Anyone else like to hear that? Let me know. Right, next Tuesday I'll speak to you, Dickie.
Lovely to hear from you.
See you later, mate.
Yeah, cheers. Bye.
Bye.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And this is Katie on the Bangers. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're all right. What's going on?
I'm just working from home like everyone else.
Yeah. Now, have you got a little setup there, or have you taken a chance and just decided to sit on the sofa?
No, I do have a good setup, because I'm back at my parents' house, so I'm on the dining table at the moment. Yeah. And they're all out in the garden, though, because they're all off.
Yeah, see, so, the thing is, I think you need a proper setup. Otherwise, you will just sit on the sofa and work, and that's not okay.
I know what you mean. However, we're not all blessed with that space. So
you can find a chair.
Yeah, but that's what I really like, where people have made a little office space out of other things around, like
yeah.
dinner trays
yeah.
and stuff
One
like that.
One of my friends was using an ironing board.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that so much. Because people still need to be in that work, that sort of work mode in their mind. And to do that, you do have to kind of lay it out a little bit differently. Or as you said, you're just going to avoid it.
It's easy to sit on the sofa and be like, oh, I'll do that in a minute.
Yeah.
Also, I'm hearing a lot of people are doing this on the Zoom course. By the way, when this is all over, I never want to hear that word again, okay?
Yeah.
Zoom. Don't want to hear it. But I hear that people are doing conference calls, and to jazz it up a bit, when they're all speaking and they can see each other on video, they're changing their backgrounds. So, oh, look, here I am in space.
Oh, that's a good idea. I've not told you this.
Here's me in front of the Golden Gate Bridge.
On Sunday, I'd had a couple of drinks, right? And I just downloaded that app. You know, the one that everyone's talking about. The same one, that the house party.
The party,
Yeah. Anyway, what I did is we had a couple of people on that app. And then I added in your friend Robbie. Just as a wild card, I saw him pop up. So I just thought, this is fun. Like, whacked him in with my family.
Right, that makes sense now, because he was on to me last night going, oh, mate, you've got to join the app. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get around to it. Okay, Katie, I got two bangers
yes.
for you. This is my one. See if you like this.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
This is a banger, to
right.
be honest.
In it, though. Move, Little Mix.
I am having a little boogie for that, to be honest.
You liking that one?
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Oh, look, this happens quite a lot at the moment. I love it because we're doing bangers a couple of times in the show.
Yeah.
We're getting some right good battles on this. This is another classic Scott v Chris, okay? That's Scott's one. My banger choice is this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is what it's all
that
about.
That is a banger, though.
Scott Mills v. Chris Starr. This is my banger choice for you. This is Pendulum, Propane Nightmares.
Okay, we need a choice
from
you.
I always go with Scott.
You are?
I always go with Scott, so I thought it'd be a really easy choice, but now you've got me stuck.
Hmm.
It's hard when you actually have to choose, when you're the one choosing, because it's a hefty responsibility. You're going to annoy a lot of people either way here.
Well, they're just going to have to deal with it, because I picked Scott. I want to hear a little bit of Little Mix today from
oh,
you.
Oh, yes!
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs
did
not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it? Don't you know a girl like a boy?
Enter.
Inside.
Inside.
Oh, that was good. Little Mix and Move. Don't worry about it, Pendulum fans, or anyone else that feels outraged by that decision. There are another set of bangers for you at 3:40 this afternoon. Do you like I'm now multitasking handstand and playing songs at the same time?
One!
It's good.
1 minute squirt.
Make it rain.
Next minute, play AJ Tracy. Squirt. AJ Tracy. Squirt.
Just
H.
raining. Hand rain. Sunny.
It's not, it's really not. Take it. Not at this price.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Lizzie with laptop eyes has just got the text from Boris. It's the latest government advice, Lizzie. It's not directly from Bojo, it's not.
But few people are getting that text as we're talking about it, which makes people think, is Boris
listening,
chilling, listening to Radio 1 right now and then firing out the text?
Rachel's just got the text. Her mate Tom hasn't got the text. Annoying. Just got my text from Boris. Hashtag smug. There's loads coming in.
Shame.
Oh, what's this for?
Shame.
Shame is what you will have if you look up the answers to the quiz at 3:10. One! That's why it's called Don't Look It Up. I've noticed that loads of people are doing these pub quizzes at the moment just to pass the time away on, there's that word again, Zoom, or House Party, or Instagram, even on Kahoot, or... What's that?
This is the world we're in, people.
What's Kahoot?
Huh? I think that's another one.
Is it what?
It's an app for quizzing on.
Oh, is it a quizzing app? Good. Sure, well, you don't need Kahoot now because we've got one for you and it's better. We're getting involved at 3:10 with our quiz Don't Look It Up. There's one rule I want to get inside your
brain.
Use your brain. If you cheat, I will find out and you will get the bell of
shame.
You will need someone to play against and you'll need to work out what you're playing for. So maybe if you're isolating with another person, challenge them to the quiz at 3:10. If you have finished and completed your homeschooling for the day, challenge your mum or dad, or brother or sister, anyone in the house that's with you. If you're working from home, challenge your workmate on WhatsApp, you don't need to be together. Let me know who you are playing against and what you are playing for now on 81199. It can be the last bar of chocolate in the house. It can be who's gonna cook dinner tonight. It can be who's gonna buy the first round of drinks when all this mess is finally over. We need to work out what we're playing for today.
Yeah.
I didn't bring in lunch today, so I completely failed on that.
That's okay, we can roll that over.
Okay. 3:10, do not miss the quiz. Let me know who you're playing against, but don't look it up. 3:10.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do Don't Look It Up. This will be your new thing to look forward to, I'm telling you. Of an afternoon, me and Chris go head-to-head in a quiz, which has three rounds. I do want you to play along with someone else at home against someone else, but I don't want you to look it up. I want to get inside your brain.
Yeah, so, you just got to find someone that you can like message very quickly and say, right, let's do this, let's do it now.
Yeah, you need someone to play against and you'll need to work out what you're playing for. Zoe and Crawley is playing for the last chocolate bar in our house against Simon. Jess and Henny are playing together to see who's making all the cups of tea all day tomorrow. Hayley and Megan from Milton Keynes are playing for the decision if Megan should cut herself a fringe or dye her hair orange out of self-isolation boredom.
Oh, that's wicked. That's the best one. That's great.
There's loads of people challenging. Okay,
what are we playing for?
Right, so here's what I'm going to give to you today. I'm aware that gains really aren't happening in your life at the moment. Zero gains. So, you will get one pair of 20 kg dumbbells from my shed so you can keep them gains going and keep them guns alive.
So you'll... Okay. From a logistics point of view, that's not a great one for me, is it? Because I'd have to carry them from the radio here, huh?
Yeah, I'll bring them in tomorrow. Have you got something for me?
Yeah. I've got you the Robot Wars trophy that we both won.
Well, that's
I will
mine,
let you
anyway.
Have that.
That's mine. It's half
for
mine.
For 6 months.
All right, everything to play for then. I've got the dumbbells. I'll give them to you if I lose. Okay, and I get the Robot Wars trophy, which is rightfully mine anyway.
Well, it's both of ours. But I will let you have it.
Okay, round one of the quiz. Here's our quizmaster, Will. Hello there.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Will.
Hi, Will. No cheating. Don't use the internet. Let us know who you're playing against, what you're playing for. Three rounds. After each question, we will have 5 seconds to write down each answer. So write down your answers. Get a pen. Then we will reveal the answers. It's a point for each correct answer. Does that make any sense to anyone?
Yes.
Okay. So 5 seconds after each question, write down your answer. Then we'll reveal them, and then you work out your points. Will, over to you. What is round one, please?
Round one is celebrity jobs before they became a celebrity.
Round one. Thanks, Will. All right, so here is Don't Look It Up, and do not look it up. I know if you're cheating. Question one, please.
Before making history in American politics, who used to serve ice cream at Baskin-Robbins?
Question again, please.
Before making history in American politics, who used to serve ice cream at Baskin-Robbins?
5 seconds. Write it down. OK. My answer, which I've written down, is Barack Obama.
That's what I've got as well.
Prove it. Show me. Yeah, we both got Obama. And the correct answer is?
Barack Obama.
Ah, yes. A point each. Question two.
Before being a member of one of the most famous pop groups in the world, who played a sperm on roller skates for a BBC educational show called Body Matters?
Question again, please.
Before being a member of one of the most famous pop groups in the world, who played a sperm on roller skates for a BBC educational show called Body Matters?
I mean, that could be anybody. Okay, timer, 5 seconds, write it down. Who played a sperm on roller skates? One of the biggest groups in the world.
It's Pusher Scott.
Yeah, time's up.
Okay, what have you got?
I've gone... No, I'm assuming it's one of One Direction. I've gone for the most spermy-looking one, Niall.
He's very white. I've gone for Harry Styles. Correct answer, please.
The correct answer is Victoria Beckham.
No way.
Oh.
And the footage has been wiped completely off the internet. We spent 24 hours looking for it. Can't find it anywhere.
Amazing. Give yourself a point if you said Victoria Beckham. Impossible questions, but a great fact for the pub when we can finally go. And question three.
He may be the greatest actor to many, but who came to the UK as an 18-year-old to be a PE teacher before swapping the sports hall for the big screen?
OK, so it's an actor, used to be a PE teacher.
Shall I read it again?
Yeah, please. It's a very long question.
He may be the greatest actor to many, but who came to the UK as an 18-year-old to be a gym teacher before he swapped the sports hall for the big screen?
Oh, OK. Came to the UK. Timer, 5 seconds, write it down. I've got Tom Cruise.
I've gone Hugh Jackman.
The answer is Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because the clue was the greatest actor. So it's like the greatest showman, isn't it?
That's clever, that, and I did not spot it. Okay, so let us know how you did on 81199 in that round before they were famous. What are our scores?
I'm 2-1 up at the moment.
Brilliant. Okay, let us know how you did on 81199. Who's winning, who's losing? Don't look it up. I will check.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, so Liam in London got 2 right in that round. His girlfriend, who he's isolating with, is on a conference call in the other room, so he's winning anyway. She's too busy conferencing, probably on Zoom. 1-0 to me. Tracy playing against Mia in Torquay on WhatsApp. Having a little break from work. 2 out of 3 in the first round, says Sarah in Basingstoke. OK, round 2, and what do we have here, Will?
Round 2 is sandwiches.
Wow, we've got to this. Sandwiches next on Radio 1. National Radio 1. Question 1, please.
A grilled toasted sandwich which contained an image of the Virgin Mary was sold on eBay in 2004 for how many Great British pounds? Closest answer gets the point. Shall I read it again?
Yes, please.
A grilled toasted sandwich which contained an image of the Virgin Mary was sold on eBay in 2004 for how many Great British pounds?
Write it down, 5 seconds. I've put £252.
I like that you've gone precise. I have as well. I've gone £873.
For a toasty. And Chris gets the point.
What?
How much?
The answer is £15,000.
Ridiculous.
Oh. Come on.
Was that like one of them was like, bid now, closest bid, and they never paid up? Question two.
Which famous sandwich spread does Galantis sing about in their 2015 hit?
Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, which famous sandwich spread does Galantis sing about in this 2015 hit?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah, OK. Write it down. 5 seconds, write it down, whoever you're playing against. OK, I've written peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Point each.
Is that right?
Right, yeah.
OK. Not their biggest hit. The biggest hit, of course, being Runaway. And question three.
You and I.
Hashtag you and I. Yes. Brackets, you and I. Yes?
What is the UK's most popular sandwich filling, according to a recent survey of 2,000 Brits?
Wow.
Trying to look at the answers.
OK. Write it down. I'm saying cheese plowmans.
I've just gone cheese. Is that allowed?
What are you saying?
The answer is cheese, brackets plain, no sauce or nothing. So I'm going to give Chris a point and not you, Scott, because I'd say plowmans comes with, like,
balls.
Other stuff, like pickles, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Oh, he's not happy. This could be 2 days in a row, this.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, so let us know how you did on that round, which was sandwiches, straight into round three.
Round three
on Don't Look It Up. If you use the internet, then you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, you're only cheating yourself. That's what you need to remember with this.
And remember...
Shame. Shame.
Do not look it up. Okay, question one, round three. Round three is...
Round three is name the year based on these huge cultural events.
Excellent. Okay, let's have cultural event number one.
You haven't heard yet on the One Direction Facebook page. There's a thing about how Zayn is leaving the band.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Write it down, Zayn leaving the band. 2016? What are you saying?
I've gone 2017.
It was 2015.
Was it? Oh. No points on when Zayn left the band.
Question two. What year did Honey G appear on X Factor and, in her words, change the rap game forever?
H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G, it's Honey G. H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G, it's Honey G. When I say honey, you say G. Honey
G.
Honey
G.
Okay, 5 seconds. Okay, write your answers down. I've got 2018.
I've got 2018.
It was 2016.
Oh, really? Honey G was.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Have we
Honey
got the
G was
here?
2016.
I know, that's weird.
Well, what about the what was the challenge? The statue challenge. What was that called?
Mannequin challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, was that 2016? Because remember they did that as one of her songs and they all stood still as rubbish. And question three.
And finally, in what year did everyone get annoyed at Georgia for being loyal in the Love Island villa?
Oh, okay, 5 seconds.
Yep.
I'm so bad at this. 2018. Chris?
I think you're right, but I've put 2019.
It was 2018.
Yes! At the end of that round, I've got two rounds.
Three rounds?
Three rounds in total, yeah.
It's Chris 5, Scott 3, which means you need to bring those dumbbells in.
Come on. Yeah, man, the gains are happening for you. Tomorrow you got two 20K dumbbells, so you can work not one bicep, but two. And do the chest, innit? Let us know how you did, please, on 81199. 81199. I hope you didn't look it up. Otherwise, you know what's coming to you.
Shame. Shame.
Let me know who won in your household, and we will do it again tomorrow at 3:10.
One! The Scott Mills Daily.
Good quizzing today, I thought.
Very good from Quiz Stark as well there. That's two in a row I've won, Scott. Absolutely had you.
Unbelievable. I'm losing it. 3-3 to myself. More sandwich-based questions, please. Okay. That's what the people want. Liz and Torquay were spot on with most of the answers. Smashed it. 6 out of 9, Emma and Durham. Joey North London got 7 right, playing alone. If he got more than 5, he was going to reward himself with an early glass of wine. You go for it. People are saying they drew, so play again tomorrow in a rollover situation. Oh, okay. All right, we'll do.
Scott Mills.
Are we ready to do another round of bangers?
I am. I'm quite liking that we're getting to do so much bangers at the moment. It's just a good excuse to do this a couple more times. I mean, saying that, it's only twice in the show, isn't it? So it's only kind of like one extra time. But it's fun. I like it. I like the competition it brings out.
Ah, just been reminded, guys. Here's something to look on the bright side for. Just a reminder, the clocks go back on Sunday, so we all get to spend an extra hour indoors.
Oh. Lovely.
All right, I thought that'd cheer you up.
It's something, though, isn't it?
Hi, Chelsea.
Let's have a party for it. Let's all just be in our houses celebrating the hour.
Chelsea, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's going on? What are you doing?
I'm just at work at the minute.
Okay. And where's that?
It's at Hastings Police Station.
Okay. I'm imagining there'll be a time where you do get sent home at some point.
Probably not. I hope that, no, probably not.
Key worker.
It's been really good, though. They've listened to Boris. We've been grounded, so...
Okay. And you're in Hastings?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, you apparently picked me last hour, which makes me feel good. You like my choices.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good choice. We were dancing in the office.
And I won with Little Mix and Move. Chris, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Look, I've gone for another. It's two today, which are very much me-style songs. But let's have it. Hope you choose it. This is a good one. My banger choice is this.
This is in the Chris Break Glass for Emergency banger.
Absolutely. This is Chase and Status. Hype is hype. Temper tea. This could be amazing. This could be rowdy. This could be brilliant.
It is like you've got a little go-to box. Ones you know will work.
I've got a list on my phone. And in these times, I just want to bring out the big guns, you know?
Oh, hang on. No, we lose an hour indoors. Oh, that's good then.
Are you offering up a banger today?
Leap forward into spring. Who?
Spring forward, fall back.
Right, here's my banger. From my box of tricks, this is Good Feeling by Flo Rida. Okay, Chelsea, what are we going for? Oh, hang on, sorry. I completely took you off. So let's find out now what you are going for.
Well, Scott, it's got to be you. You've pulled out an absolute banger.
Is it? Again?
That is like my absolute favourite. That I'd sing that in the car all the time.
Right, it's like me, you are in tune, Chelsea, innit?
Blaring. Right. I'm so happy.
Right, enjoy
well
this.
Done.
Flo Rida.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Well, I hope that relieved some of the boredom and passed away a good 40 minutes there. The Scott Mills Daily, back tomorrow on BBC Sounds, or we're on your radio on Radio 1 from 1 p.m.